This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a very special Best of Good Day.
Today's a good day.
Ken Kessler and Doug here. Jennifer has come down with the Ugga Buggas, so she's not here. She didn't really feel too well yesterday, as I recall. So comes the heat in California has really gotten to a lot of people. Kenny, I don't know how you've known. You're in the hills sort of outside San Diego, right?
Yes, I am, where it's even hotter.
Is it hotter in the hills? Really?
Yeah.
Normally in the mountains and hills, it's cooler.
It's been at least a week that every day over 100.
Well, I'm told by my son, who talked to me last night about the weather, among many other things, that it is broken. And with morning today, morning has broken, you'll feel cooler. Is that what you're expecting there?
Yes. Yeah, it's supposed to get back down into the 80s and be more seasonal for this part of the country.
Well, you'll be happy to know that this week, in the review of the major items, the topics on talk radio, that somewhere in here you're normally going to find something about the global climate change, warming, all of that stuff. And I don't see it in here. You'll look at the poll at DougStefan.com, which basically recaps all of the items the Talkers Magazine says are the big hits of the week. And by golly, I don't see it anywhere. Ah, must have gone away. It's not a problem anymore, Kenny.
Whew, what a relief.
I know. Oh, what a relief it is. So here are, if you choose to give us what you're in, every week we ask you, every day we ask you to do this because the poll is up every day at Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com, featuring the big items of the week from the folks. Again, I don't necessarily always agree, but we have things we talk about in different ways here on this program. But normally we're trying to get to the core issues as to how they relate to you and your thinking. So how many people are talking about what's going on? It's interesting because the number 10 item and the number 1 item this week are sort of combined in a way. The focus on the end of the baseball season, how things are shaping up. If Jennifer here, she'd be gloating about the status of her favorite team, the Dodgers. I like the Dodgers mostly because I like Vin Scully. I'm going to give a hoot about the team itself. Anyway, so how's San Diego done, by the way? I don't even, the Padres, what's going on with them?
They've played some games this year.
And I suppose, like everybody else, they've won a few and lost a few.
Yeah.
Bunga bunga. All right, so that's at the top end of the scale at number 10, the end of the baseball season. Number 9, yet another investigation into Benghazi. Those of you who are on the right side of the totem pole, you love this. It's like fresh meat for the locker room. And in essence, all it is political, in my read of it anyway. It's just election year politicking. You're not going to bring these people back. You can investigate. The one thing, however, that I did feel, I don't know if comfortable is the right word, as though or uncomfortable, digging around here, it appears that this situation, along with the IRS cover-up, along with the VA cover-up, there seems to be a pattern here in this administration of losing emails, losing communication, losing records. So how many times can you play that fiddle and have people have and give you any degree of credibility? Right, Kenny? I mean, under the circumstances, if you keep saying you're crying the same tune, oh, my computer froze. I mean, hello. How many times are you going to play that card?
Washington thinks we're all stupid.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Did you see that Congress decided they're going to take off the rest of September, the rest of October, and through they left yesterday.
Yeah, time for election hearing. Yep, got to go home. Yeah. And
after being gone all July and most of August.
Yeah, right. They haven't done really anything. They gave the president sort of what he wanted the coalition against ISIS, and that's number two this week on the countdown, the vote to support the idea of getting a lot of different countries involved and maybe putting boots on the ground, a little extra money here, a little extra money there. And I think the thing that brought them around to thinking that we needed to do this, whether you agree or disagree, you can join us at 888-302-3684, or you can send an email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The Australian plot, apparently some of the ISIS crew decided they were going to kill some Australians, and even though the plot was foiled, it gave a lot of people around the world cause to think, why are they there? Well, we all know that there are ISIS members that have come from England, come from various countries in Europe, come from our country. A couple of Americans have been killed in this fight. So whether you're cynical about this, I think a lot of it is put up stuff to give governments more control and scare the hell out of you more and more and more. I was reading a story about fear and how fear makes its way into all of our discussions and decisions about things. Just fear. Everybody is afraid, and it's a great motivator. Even though we're supposed to be smarter than everybody else, the essence of how we make decisions on what is it that we, I mean, have you thought about this? I think this is an interesting road to take for a second, because as I examine all of these items that are on the list this week, the most talked about items, there's so much fear. Don't vote for this person because horrible things will happen. If Scotland secedes, it'll ruin the United Kingdom. It'll ruin the European economy. It may ruin, foil plans to progress in the world, or whatever the argument was. They at least won that one. They being the traditionalists, they being the people in power. But it wasn't without giving a lot of, but giving in a lot. But they ought to have done that anyway. Prime Minister of England did a horrible job. Basically a horrible prime minister anyway, from what I can read into some of my friends who live in England. But man, this is something else. And it had gotten ignored by most of the rest of the world till the past week or 10 days. Anyway, the Ebola virus, isn't that fear personified? Isn't that what that's all about? So think about for a second. We'll think about this, and you can participate if you'd like here. What really scares you? 888-302-3684. I'm going to give you some stats that have come from a recent survey of what people say terrifies them. And why is it that if we're so afraid of a lot of the things that we think about on a daily basis that could get us, do we spend so much time in scary movies? Excuse me. The thinking of people it's really astounding. I'm afraid of everything, but yet you'll go sit in a movie for 2 hours and it'll scare the pants off of you. You go home, you won't be able to sleep. But there's nothing really there that in reality will scare you. But yet there are people who spend their whole lives in fear, afraid of this, afraid of that. So emotionally, think about what it is that scares you. And share it with us if you want. 888-302-3684. Email, as I said, to Doug or Ken, DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The essence of our message today, the good, the bad, and the ugly, always a part of conversation every day. I'll tell you, the good comes from the folks who have created Buzz Box Coffee, BUZZBOX. That big, beautiful orange box that you see on every page of DougStefan.com. Go and look. Understand what people are excited about. People are excited who drink coffee because this coffee is not like anything that they have ever put into their mouth and that their taste buds have enjoyed. Not only tasting, but smelling. The aroma of this Arabica coffee produced in the most positive circumstances where coffee is grown is just the greatest. It's free for the first time. First timers, call 866-456-7805 and order your free pound of BuzzBox coffee. So call 866-456-7805. Even forgetting all of that, that could be from the Who Cares department. If it really tastes good and it is good for you, granted, it's a little more expensive than the regular coffee that you find in the cups in some of these horrible places that serve you nothing but it's like drinking dishwater. And it's not much better for you than that. Whereas BuzzBox coffee is really good for you. Michael Fortier and our staff drinks it every morning in our main studio at our originating network, Radio America. He'll tell you the same thing. 866-456-7805 for your first cup of BuzzBox coffee.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid pre-finished hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support My Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
All right, so if you are trying to figure out how to spruce up your house for fall and winter, perhaps you ought to check out with the advice that just came from the folks at Sherwin-Williams. You can make the most of your color. This is the very best paint. You heard me talking about BuzzBox coffee, how that's the very best coffee. Don't you hear that a lot in advertising? It's the best. It's the most wonderful. Well, in this case, I've used Sherwin-Williams paint. I've used Glidden. I've used Bear. I have used, how many different names can you come up with? And I have found that there is a difference. Sherwin-Williams is, because of the color, I think, more than anything else, and I'm contemplating painting a lot of rooms in the house again, and this is on the top of the list of paints that are available and that I want to use. Again, color is what makes it, I think, number one. So, ask Sherwin-Williams, save 40% on paint through the 22nd of September.
Thank you. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of a very special Best of Good Day. A symphony of sound. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Ba-ba-bum. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Bum 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 bum. Funky. Yeah, it's very funky. Is that the
it's our buddy over at Merriam-Webster.
That's right. Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band were number five during this week in 1976. We go through the big pop hits just for fun for a few moments here. A fifth of Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Beethoven. Yes, the oven is on.
Bill and Ted makes him sound a little funkier.
Uh-huh. So that's number five. Get to number four, which I thought was a great romantic pop hit. I love this song. England Dan and John Ford Coley. I'd really love to see you tonight. What a great song this is. Dragon number eight. Listen to the story in this song.
Not
what?
Funky.
Funky.
No, it's not funky. No, it's good.
We could go walking through Windy Park. Take a drive along the beach.
I just love these corny pop
romantic hits. I didn't notice, really.
It really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about living in.
I have not been happier. I don't mind admitting this. I can't tell you the last time, and you can tell by listening to me anyway, even though I'm concerned about Charlotte. That has not been overshadowed because it's two different things. But I can't remember a time in my life when I've been happier. And I didn't know what to expect when Meredith moved in.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
I'll hit the next song.
Sappy.
No, the next song doesn't fit. Song what? Number two fits.
Number three, though. I got to go in order. Number three is Wild Cherry.
Now we're talking.
Play that funky music, baby.
White boy.
Richie loves this. He loves to tell everybody what a white boy I am.
Love this.
This is
funky, Richie.
Yeah, funky. This is funky. Number three this week in 1976, Wild Cherry. Play that funky music. Okay, number two, Back to the Romance. That's a great, another great pop romance song. Lou Rawls was number two during this week in 76. You will never find another love like mine. All right, Richie convinces Shanna to this every night. Crank it up, Richie.
You'll never find. It'll take the end of
all
time.
Don't you love that piano? Because
he had such a great voice.
Ah, perfect voice. He wasn't the... I always get him confused with... Who's the minister? The other black guy that was a great singer.
Al Green?
Al Green. Yeah, that was it, yeah. I get the two of them.
I remember when we had Lou
Rawls. Didn't we have Lou Rawls? He didn't have anything to say.
No, he didn't have anything to say. Not a word.
It's always the ones you hope are good.
Yeah. He knows how to sing, Richie. Crank it up.
Better than Patti LaBelle. She fell asleep on us.
Yeah, it's true. Number one this week, 1976.
Woo!
Shake it, baby. Shake your booty. Number one, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Funky.
Oh, yeah, this is funky. What were you doing during this week in 1976? And do you remember all of these tunes? Or do a couple of them stand out more than others?
I was listening to Led Zeppelin.
I wasn't born yet.
Good for you, Jennifer. Shake it, baby. 28 after this is a good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Welcome to a very special Best of Good Day.
Maybe that you want a good day. Maybe that you want a good day.
Let's break into whatever is going on in your brain and put some other things in there. Kenny and I are here to work through the things you probably ought to know or may need to know. If you get questions about it, I could do like Wendy Williams does on her program. Call and ask me a question, and I'll give you an answer. How's that? 888-302-3684. Ask me a question about anything that's going on in the world, and I'll give you a snappy answer. All right, ready for that? 888-302-3684. The Scottish referendum and the essence of how the United Kingdom stays the United Kingdom. There are a lot of people who are confounded. I've said this any number of times over the past week or 10 days. When I first started talking about this, people say, why are you talking about that? This was a big deal. I was pretty much ignored by at least Western media, scratch Western media, American media, because as we all know, the American media is horribly prepared to delve into anything that isn't an opine. And so the facts escape us, and what's going on outside our country escape us. So we sit here. It's amazing that we're the most progressive and productive country in the world, because we don't know, and we don't seem to care oftentimes what's going on outside our 48 states. Even what's going on in Alaska and people in Hawaii, it's not important. Well, this was and is important, not only to the United Kingdom, but to Europe, America, and the world for a lot of different reasons. So, for one, I'm glad that the Scots decided to stay connected to the rest of the UK. They were... The reason that they couldn't really do a lot in England in terms of discussing this is because there are rules that forbid discussion. Imagine this, Kenny. Rules forbidding discussion and analysis of elections on British television while the polls are open. This is, the polls are obviously closed now, and it's obvious that 55% of the people in Scotland supported staying a part of the UK. But this is something Americans can learn from. The news media did not influence the outcome of this during the day, the actual election day, because the law prohibits it. Why don't we have this here in America? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Kenny, any, I didn't see any, but you can update me on this. Conversation among our listeners about Scotland. Now that I've said what I've just said about the elections and how we ought to run ours, keeping the news media away from the polls till after the election's closed, maybe there'll be some comment there. But what in general do people have on their minds regarding Scotland and the outcome?
Fiona says, the most important thing about all this is the incredible display of democracy in action. It was amazing to witness.
Yep, agreed. Did a nice job. And by the way, democracy is saved, it is perpetuated, it is enhanced by doing what I'm suggesting, keeping the damn news media away from the polls until the polls are closed. What else, Kenny?
Greg says, hey, Russia, take note. A country votes against independence without invasion or exercises across its border.
Well, how much note they're going to take or how much they care, that is those who are in power. But the Ukrainians are really doing something now to bolster their position and making friends so that they make sure that they're admitted to the European Union, not or to NATO. Is it European Union or NATO? No. Or maybe both. I'm trying to remember what really got the Russian all aflutter anyway. But at any rate, it's we need to have more independent thinking. No matter how you put it forth, it's independent thinking that carries the day. All right, what else, Kenny?
Carrie says, Scotland voter turnout is over 80%.
Yeah.
Imagine if Americans exercised their right to vote.
What a wonderful comparison. Actually, I think it was close to 90% of the eligible voters in Scotland turning out for this. Can you imagine how America would be so much better if 80 to 90% of those eligible to vote actually voted instead of 50 to 60%? And in some cases, when it comes to midterm elections, it'd be lucky if 40% show up. Local town elections in my community, I think 17% showed up at the primaries. It's disgusting. Wake up, folks. This is your future. This is your heritage. This is what will keep America strong and safe, you voting. Not just, you have no standing. If you don't vote, you have no standing whatsoever in criticizing the government. Good for you, Scotland. All right, what else, Kenny?
One more. Mike says, with 75% of Scottish counties reporting, Florida is still too close to call.
Yeah, that's always going to be a bugaboo. I want to say hi again to WQXL listeners in Columbia, South Carolina. The station is a nice, it's sort of a feather in our cap to have good stations like The Point. 95.5 FM, 1470 AM. That's the station in Columbia, South Carolina, and folks in there. First person, actually, I don't know that I invited people listening in Columbia to call. First person who calls right now at 888-302-3684 from Columbia with a story, give you a swell prize. Doug Stephan, Good Day, times 19 before the hour.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, this is the place to come for insight. In depth, I love it when these people doing these broadcasts, the television news guys especially, in-depth coverage that you will find no place else. Well, I don't know about whether you find this stuff anywhere else or not, but I find it interesting to bring people onto the program who do have insight into some of the issues of the day. So Richie and Kenny and I welcome Dr. Harlan Ullman to our program. For the past 30 years, Dr. Ullman has played a major role in the formulation of a lot of our national security policy, and he's worked in not only our country but around the rest of the world to try to find ways of bringing people together so they understand what their common fate is. Dr. Ullman serves on the senior advisory boards for the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe and one of NATO's two strategic commanders as well. So he brings a lot of expertise. He's written an article, and this is a quote from the article that's just appeared. Sadly, as with this administration's strategies for Afghanistan and Pakistan and more recent strategic pivots in Asia, the plan to take ISIS out is currently incomplete and in some ways flawed. All right, Dr. Ullman, let's start with what you think the flaws, the problems are with the president's plan. He's been all over the place this week trying to sell it.
Doug, good morning. First of all, we really don't have a strategy yet. What we have is an incomplete series of actions to try to take on an enemy whose name, in fact, is very difficult to define. Is it IS? Is it ISIL? Something else.
Can we stop there for just a second? May I ask you about the specifics here? A lot of people who are Israeli supporters or maybe right of center, and I don't mean to put the two of them together, but there are those who take shots at Obama for no matter what. He certainly deserves to have a lot of scrutiny, and I'm not sure that his plans, any of them, have ever worked particularly well. But those who are supporters of Israel, whenever Obama says ISIL, referring back to the Levant and that area of the Middle East where Israel is right in the middle, the people that are in the surrounding countries want to expunge Israel, and thus they put forth the premise that the president is showing by using ISIL that he doesn't support the survival of Israel. Is that more than we should make from this? Or?
Yeah, I think it's nonsense, quite frankly. But the trouble, Doug, is it's very difficult to define enemy, as we had difficulty defining Al-Qaeda. Once you call this group the Islamic State, you give it a degree of legitimacy.
Yeah, you do.
And what
we
need to do is delegitimize. Now, we can't do that. The ideal thing would be to have the Arabs, particularly the Saudis, to come up and say, these people are enemies of Islam, and we're going to launch a jihad against them.
So why don't they do that? Why don't
That's a great question. And You have to ask the White House. One of the problems is that this president is very, very, very cautious. The current plan that he has put out so far has been criticized by the right for not going far enough and by the left for going too far. Mm-hmm. And the trouble here is, what do we really want to do? Saying we want to degrade, that's fine. Destroy. We probably still haven't destroyed all of the Communist Party or even the Nazi Party, but we've done enough to degrade it.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be much more accurate in setting your objectives. A second, it's very difficult to rally a coalition because this is a really strange group of partners. Everybody has competing interests. How do you deal with Syria and Iran, which are very important, any kind of a solution? Yet if you deal with them, the politics in the United States are going to declare that the White House has just gone over to the other side. So this is tough stuff, admittedly.
Well, we go over to the other side all the time. In this, the craziness of this is that most of the armaments, most of the weaponry that ISIS has been captured American weaponry, right?
Well, yes, that we gave to the Iraqis. Now, the good news.
Well, we gave them also to the people who were trying to get rid of Assad because he wasn't our friend 6 months ago. Now, all of a sudden, because we got a different enemy, he's our friend.
Well, he's not our friend yet. Actually, we should have had a policy towards Assad many years ago that was a lot different, and drawing red lines about what we would do and would do, I think, was unfortunately an error. But the horrible statement, Doug, is where we are is where we are. And I think what the president needs to do, first of all, he needs to go back to the UN and get yet another resolution. Second, we have to really get the allies, coalition engaged in a big way, which means it probably putting greater pressure on Saudi Arabia. But the biggest part of this puzzle is, what is Iraq going to do? The new government still has Maliki as part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Iraqi army, in which we spent over $25 billion, has to be mobilized again. That's going to be tough. And more importantly, we've got to bring in the Sunni tribes, because the only way we're really going to defeat the IS is through the Iraqi.
When are we going to ever learn? We don't have a clue. I was talking about our lack of knowledge about Scotland. We don't know anything, or we haven't been taught in looking back in my days in college and having a political science background, understanding how the Europeans carved up pretty much most of the known world, and people understanding the old Mesopotamia and how whatever is now Iraq wasn't Iraq, and the Sunnis were always on their own, and the Shias were on their own, and the Kurds, and you look at Africa and all the tribal stuff that was ignored by the Europeans when they invaded. Look at Asia, then the same damn thing all over the world, and screwed up everything and created most of the problems that were now dealing with.
That's a good summary. I have a new book coming out the end of the fall called A Handful of Bullets, How the Murder of Archduke Franz Ferdinand Menaces the Peace Today.
I saw something about that, as a matter of fact. I didn't know that was you. I didn't put you together with that.
And the issue here, Doug, is not go back to the history, but in essence what has been created over the last 100 years are four new horsemen of the apocalypse that challenge us, and we don't understand it.
No.
The most dangerous of these, the first writer, is failed and failing governance, and we have a lot of that here.
You sure do.
And when you take a look back at post-World War II history, you wonder why America cannot seem to win a war. And this book actually goes into some of the analysis of why that's the case. And this is Republican and Democrat.
Yeah.
It just is not isolated to this administration. The prior administration, in many ways, was even worse.
It was horrible. You know, let me just, we only have a few seconds left here. You piqued my interest when you said what you did about World War One. Most people don't even realize the seeds for World War Two were set at the peace table for World War One. The League of Nations, the way things were handled, the Germans, basically their nose was rubbed in it. It was stupidity to the nth degree, and we haven't learned much.
And then you had the Cold War, and we emerged from the Cold War, which we did win for different reasons, because we didn't have to fight it with military forces.
Yeah.
But your point is right. He who forgets history is damned to repeat it, and that often is the case.
And you know, it's all personality. I was at the Reagan Library this past weekend, and I was thinking about how, in reality, Gorbachev and Reagan became quite good friends in real terms, and how the foolishness, the politics of state, basically, or if you will, the giddiness of people getting along, is just that basic. Few people in leadership positions get along, and everybody is fine. If a few people like Gorbachev, Putin, I call him, you can't get along with him, so that means we're not going to get along with all Russians? It's nonsense. Good conversation. Dr. Harlan Ullman here with us on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now more of a very special Best of Good Day.
I'm here with my partner and nine other people. See, we're dying, man. You know? You're going to see our brains on a sidewalk. They're going to spill our guts out. Now, you're going to show that on television? Have all your housewives look at that instead of As the World Turns? I mean, what do you got for me? I want something for that.
This is a thing I've never known before. It's called easy living.
Is there any special country you want to go to?
Wyoming.
No, Wyoming. It's not a country.
You know something, people? You're going to be remembered the rest of your lives for the day you got held up and kidnapped.
Remember that?
Now I do.
Yeah. From Dog Day Afternoon, this is Uriah Heep. Uriah Heep, Easy Living, from Dog Day Afternoon. It was the number one movie during this week in 1975.
Wow.
Ooh. All right, you got anything else from the movie, Richie, before we move
on? That's it. I did them all.
I do.
You do. Chuck Curry has something from the movie. What do you have, Chucker?
I did a revival showing of this film about a year and a half ago.
Really?
And in my mind, Al Pacino's best performance ever.
Why,
I love
why
that
do you
movie.
Say that? What, it was just because you felt
it was just best acting, because a lot of the sequences in that film went on for 5, 6, 7 minutes without a break in action, and it was just filmed with his doing monologue for 5 or 6 minutes straight, and he's totally in character. And it's it's a true story, and everything about it is just an excellent movie. And I always said the 70s are Hollywood's golden age. I stick to it. Best movies of all time were produced in the 70s, and this is a perfect example.
Also, the thing, Chucker, and we've talked about this a lot, it was before Al Pacino started playing Al Pacino in every movie.
All right, so there's
he went off the rails when he did Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler. Yes.
There you go. All right, so we have a focus on movies that are coming out this weekend. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is responsible for the blog and the website Entertainment Today and Beyond, all about the latest in video releases, DVDs, whatever's going on in the movies. Chucker knows all about it. So hear ye, he gives us his overview of the movies coming out this weekend. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
All right, Chucker, let's get into some any movie cliches that will be demonstrated this weekend. What do you see that's going to be good at the box office?
Another one of those young adult movies in the vein of The Hunger Games. This movie's called The Maze Runner. It's tracking at a very solid opening, $34 million in business. Primarily an unknown cast. I can't even tell you who's in it. The trailer looks okay. It was shot on a budget of $35 million. Also, A Walk Among the Tombstones, which stars Charles Bronson. Oh, excuse me, I mean Liam Neeson. That one's expected. Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, Liam Neeson at 62 has really reinvented himself
into
this generation's Charles Bronson, which is not a bad thing. No. He's a great actor, and he really fits this type of genre. It's tracking at around $16 million, and also the comedy with Tina Fey and Jason Bateman, This Is Where I Leave You, tracking at around $11 million. I was looking at the overall schedule. Buzz on David Fincher's Gone Girl is very good, although what I hear is very dark. That opens October 3rd. And you're also seeing a lot of trailers to this movie, The Judge, which stars Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall. That opens on October 10th. So September and October usually are what they call soft at the box office, but it appears there are some good movies. And next week, I'm looking forward to The Equalizer.
You want a little movie gossip? Here's a little gossip. You know, sometimes I talk about this, sometimes I don't. My son collaborates with another writer, and they fix scripts. That's what he does for a living. They don't get credit oftentimes, especially if it's a big guy that gets paid $1 million for a script.
Right.
But they've been hired this week to fix a script for a movie called Earth vs. Moon. It's a story about a war between inhabitants of the moon versus inhabitants of the Earth. And they were working on it. Brenda was telling me last night some of the ideas. It is crazy, silly things, but you can look for a movie in the next couple of years called Earth versus Moon, where the Earth goes after the moon people.
Right.
59 after on Good Day. The Best of Good Day is a copyright presentation of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Best of Good Day is written by Ken Kessler and produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.